see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus Bible Study for tonight. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this Bible study. We have Monday through Fridays from 8 to 9 p.m. You're welcome. And as I said before last night, we're going to continue on a little bit more discussion about exposing false teachers. And we'll finish up with that here shortly. And then I want to move into part one of the studying the lost tribes of Israel. That's coming around about who the lost tribes are. Everybody says, we are, I am, you are. Oh, I trace my line back to Moses. Oh, really, have you now? Everybody's a part of the lost tribes of Israel. And Jesus is like a horse with a different color, with many different colors. He's a black guy, he's a white guy, he's Indian, he's Chinese. Everybody says he's our culture. Whew, boy. I tell you, anybody ever thought that maybe he might be a Middle Easterner? Just a slight hint because he's from the Middle East. Anyway, so in dark skin, very, very dark bronze skin. What a concept that is, huh? Anyway, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm dedicated to broadcast, and then we'll get started on exposing false teachers. Lord, thank you tonight for Bible study. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have tonight. And Father, we dedicate this broadcast, and we dedicate this Bible study for tonight to your services, Lord. Father, we thank you for our families, and Lord, we do pray. We know that, Father, separation is coming between even Christians. Father, we call upon you to send your Holy Spirit down, Lord, and give us opportunities to witness to those around us. cover the blood of Jesus, protect ourselves. And Father, to pray on that full armor of God, Lord, we know that time's coming that our angel, our protective angel, will have that same armor when the day of evil comes. And every day we wake up, Lord, we pray on the belt of truth. Pray on the breastplate of being righteous. We pray on our feet, the shoes of peace. We pray the shield of faith in our hands to extinguish every art and arrow that's launched at us in the enemy. Pray on the helmet of salvation, protect our minds from the thoughts maybe coming in from the demons around us. And taking up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in the King James Bible. Father, we know the messages come to us, and sometimes, Father, we might not pray hard enough. So remind us and convict us of those things, those issues, Lord, that's keeping our prayers at bay. If there's any left over. Lord, we pray for our veterans, children on these drugs. Father, we pray for an awakening in the churches. And for those in the government to bring out whistleblowers, or that will give the courage to speak out. And take leadership when all this takes place. All these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, we could probably watch some kind of basketball game on TV right now or go watch some TV program. But the thing about it is, even though it's entertainment and all that, and it puts you in an alpha state of alertness, alpha state of awareness, excuse me, it's all scripted. Everything on that TV is scripted out. There's nothing reality on the TV. It's all pre-planned, everything, from State of the Union address to arguments in Senate to Dancing with the Stars. I knew who's going to win already. It's all scripted, everything. It's all to keep us busy for rituals, teaching and training, getting ready for the New World Order and the North American Union and all that sort of thing. How much of TV? 100% of it. That's what it's for. The Bible's presently under a major attack, of course. Covens are set after certain ones that there's a reward of some sort, some kind that they get when they turn a Christian into a Satanist or Luciferian, or they get a reward. So they'll study them. They'll have those that pretend to be on your side. They'll have those on YouTube on your side and those not, and they play one end against the middle. Serious attacks coming out. Some of them have already started. Right now, the preachers that are pulled under the FEMA, they know they're teaching a corrupt version of the Bible. They know they're using the wrong Bibles. They're not that dumb. So what they got people at bay with is, you should not judge. Well, they're mixing up on purpose, not to judge with what should be, not about rebuking and correcting. They're calling rebuking and correcting, like the Bible says to do, with false scripture, as judgment. Billy Graham's doing it, Osteen. I can't judge anyone, he says. Well, you're not judging anybody. You're warning them about hell. It's all changed around the 1990s. When the millennials that generation started coming around. That's when they figured they'd broken through the baby boomer generation and impact in the millennials that is more based on humanism. And this is by careful psychological design, planning a generation, two generations ahead. You see, this is amazing. People could only know how this is so scripted out. It is right to expose false teachers, but that means you have to know the scriptures. And Jesus himself, talking about the religious Pharisees of the day, he didn't mince words. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the obedience of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12:34. He wasn't playing around. He stood face to face with them. He called them hypocrites, blind guides, blind, white sufferers, serpents, and you generation of vipers. It was not messing around. Matthew 23:23-34. We were told today that we're to fellowship with men with whose doctrines are as unscriptural as those of the Pharisees. And there's those that claim to be Bible-believing Christians, insist on working with Roman Catholics, taking a blood oath to the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and go to church. Can't do the same thing. And be a Christian, you can't take a blood oath of any kind. But according to many, we're not supposed to rebuke them for their compromise. Jesus went up to Jerusalem, found in the temple those that sold oxen, sheep, and doves, and the changers of money setting. When he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. Man, he was on a rampage. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things since, make not my house a house of merchandise. Well, in John 2, interesting. In John 2, 13 to 16, in the King James Bible, yep, that's what it says. Take these things hence, make not my house and house of merchandise. Boy, they do that today as a common practice. You know, the Savior presented himself then as one who was meek, lowly, kind, and loving. Meek is not the same today as it was back then. Meek is a completely different definition back then than it was today. Meek is strength. It's completely opposite what it means today. When dealing with false teachers and prophets, his words were sharp and his actions were plain. And near the end of his public ministry, Christ found it was necessary to cleanse the temple once again. And he said, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But you've made it a den of thieves. Mark 11:17. Today it's the same. Actually. Every church? No. Majority? Yeah. Thieves come into a house of God and the God's people of the Bible. They rob them. Then they peddle their perverted Bibles instead. And at the same time, the den of thieves rob the people of the doctrine of being separation and doctrine of sanctification. God's people are different. All honesty, should not these thieves be exposed as teaching? Nowadays, the millennials, evangelicals, they come into these churches. But in our day, these false teachers have come into churches with books, music, and literature, movies, psychology, Harry Potter books, seminars. Same thing. Even have Rollins, who wrote the Harry Potter, to write a Bible. I don't know if we should go and finish it. It's like Duck Dynasty writing a Bible. The Bible admonishes us to expose error. He tells us, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are come and go, are gone out into the world." 1 John 4, verse 1. To mark them and to avoid them. So, he's not messing around in those times. To try them, test them. They cannot be marked in and avoided unless they're judged according to the Word of God. We ought to rebuke them. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Titus 1, verse 13. Do you know you can't mark them and avoid them unless they're judged according to the Word of God? It can't be your own opinion. It can be based on the Word of God. And to rebuke them sharply, so be sound in faith. Well, that was written to Titus because there was a going around from house to house, subverting whole houses with false doctrine. Today, they got the TV doing it for them. Not to have fellowship with them. Witness to them, move on. Because you can be pulled into their lifestyle. That's just the way it is. In other words, when Abraham was given the Abrahamic covenant, the covenant to Abraham by God, he told Abraham he got to move. He didn't want any influence coming in to change his mind until he was strong. Withdraw from them, have no fellowship with them, and turn away from them. If you got family members like great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather that's in the Freemasons, you have to pray away that blood oath, break the soul tie, they call it, and start fresh. We're not to receive them into the house. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Neither bid him Godspeed, for he that bideth from him Godspeed is partaker of the evil deeds. 11th, let's see, that would be not sure here. It'd be 1 John, I think, 10 and 11. In that one, see if I can make sure about that before I say anything else. Because you get mixed up with NIV and King James Bible and so forth. When you're doing research, you got to be really careful. Because a lot of people use the NIV Bible, the ESV, the New American Standard Bible, New King James. And all of them are corrupted except the King James Bible. And my computer would freeze, wouldn't it? Of course, naturally. In any case, I'm having a little trouble today. I'm having a little trouble with the darn computer. Oh, yeah, I see what stop plug in. Man, I tell you what. This technology is a rascal. Like Rascal Farms. There you go. So, there's no doubt about who John's speaking about. Whosoever transgress and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. Radio, TV, literature, false prophets, brought in the homes, many Christians today aren't to be there. Sometimes, I know, when you talk to some of them that visit your house, you show witnesses, you can't wait sometime to talk to them because then you start witnessing about Jesus to them in the King James Bible. I know I get some here sometimes. They'll come on in and, sure, come on in. Let's talk about that. Then they want to get out of here as fast as they can. 2 John 1 verse 10 was one I was looking for. So, you also to reject heretics. A man that's not a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. Titus 10, 3, verse 10. We should reject those who deny the redemption of the blood of Christ. Don't sit there and argue with them. That's where debate. See, that points that word debate is as bad as murder. Find that in Romans 2, 29. I don't think some of the theologians read that. Because debate is listed the same thing as murder and fornication. You find it in Romans 1:29 about debating. It's listed with wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, fornication, unrighteousness. It's listed with debate. And yet everybody debates. I don't know about that. I tell you what. They're not reading the Bible. Because you give a person the opportunity, the opposition, the opportunity to throw out his venom about the Bible when you debate. And also debating is an ego thing. So I just don't get involved in it. And then look for those who preach another gospel. Paul warned about those who preached another Jesus, another spirit or another gospel. And Paul warned the Galatians about that as well. Separate from them. We come out from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch no the unclean thing that were I receive you. So you ask yourself, is it right to name names? Peter was guilty of unscriptural practices on occasion. When Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, see, Peter's falling backwards. I said to Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew invest after the manner of the Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou be the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Galatians 2, verses 11 to 14. So, pretty much, this whole issue revolves around salvation by the law of by grace. But when the integrity and purity of the gospel is what's at stake here, then you have no choice when it comes to the matter of exposing error and naming the names. You have to. Paul named Demas for loving the world. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And Paul named Hymenaeus and Alexander. Paul named, Paul got a lot in there, Hymenaeus and Philetus. Paul named Alexander the coppersmith. John named Diotrephes. Moses called the name of Balaam. man, it just goes and goes. And I tried to do research on trying to find it. That we are supposed to expose it, because if you don't, your fellow parishioners are going to go down the wrong trail. And everybody's a watchman. Everybody. But you're not politically correct when you do that. Who are you to judge? Oh, they got you, one way or the other. I just have the scriptures ready to go, 1 Timothy or whichever, and show it that we're supposed to. But never judge moral behavior. Can't do that, obviously, but you sure can scripturally, the doctrine. Where, oh, where do the Jews come from? Where'd they go to? Who are you asking me? How am I supposed to know that? The Bible tells you, really. The Bible tells you where they went to. But it's an interesting study, very interesting study about the lost tribes. Some basic ideas, though, before I get going. Your Christian identity movement. This is some basics because this goes in line with the missing Jews, believe it or not. The Christian identity, you've heard me mention more than once, is the belief that the true identity of the 10 lost tribes of Israel is the white Anglo-Saxon race. Really? How'd that happen? Since it comes out of the Middle East. Anyway, this belief is similar to the British Israelism, the fake Israel in Jerusalem today. I mean, in the Middle East today. The real Israel will be when Jesus Christ takes control. After Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not this fake one they got coming. There's a number of independent churches and organizations, including some militant racist groups, by the way, that make up a general movement. Most of them deny the Trinity. Some teach a form of the serpent seed. I'll talk about it a little later. The believing that Jews, descendants of Eve's sexual encounters and relations with the serpent, Genesis verse 3, and are thus not fully human, so they believe. And then there's others that believe that the non-whites are descended from Cain and a woman from presupposed Adamic race. Somebody was in Woodstock on that one when he had that one. He had too much weed, man. Family, all of the bloodline of Cain was wiped out in the flood. There were no survivors. They keep forgetting that little bit of information there, you see. As opposed to pre-Adamite race. Again, that's not scriptural. Oh, they're sneaky, Christian identity. And they brainwash the dickens out of their people. Something awful. British Israelism, the doctrine that the true identity of modern Israel for the 10 lost tribes is Britain, sometimes the British colonies of America. So the monarchs of England sit on the throne of David, and so in a more extreme form, Israel is identified with a particular race, usually white, Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, or Scandinavian people. You have opposing versions of the doctrine that teach that blacks are God's chosen people. So you go one extreme to the other. Now, serpent seed, this doctrine alleges Eve's sin in the Garden of Eden was sexual, not eating an apple or fruit or whatever it was. And Eve had intercourse with the serpent, Satan, and begot Cain from it. They found that in Genesis 4:1. They somehow pull it out. Eve says, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Well, she didn't use the word baby. It was specific. She didn't say boy, baby boy, or any of that. She saw that he was a man, which is pretty obvious. When his neck is a jaybird, you can tell was a man or a woman, you know. So when they say in Genesis 4:1, I've gotten a man from the Lord, what they try to make that to be like is that she had sex with a fallen angel. I've gotten him. Man, I've gotten him. Oh, yeah, I got him. No. To have known someone, now that's a different ballgame. Then yes. But she didn't say, that. They're very careful in the translation of the King James Bible. I've gotten a man from the Lord. I mean, wow, he gave me a boy because I can tell, you know. I've gotten a man from the Lord. Well, he's a man and a boy. Didn't say a boy child or anything like that, see. So they try to turn that around and saying that she got an angel, but I've gotten a man from the Lord. Well, they really twist it. It's like Chubby Checker and the Peppermint Twist. It's something awful. Make it out to be that Cain is the son of Satan. Abel came later as a fraternal twin, as the son of Adam. Yeah, that's what they do. So mix into it the communist, atheist, unification church, the nation of Yahweh, and lost according to William Branham. So the nation of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, sacred name group, believes that God is black and that Mitchell's God. Hewlin Mitchell, Miami, Florida. Now, Unification Church. Yeah. Sung Young Moon. And is from New York. Full name is the Holy Spirit Association for Unification of World Christianity. Ecumenical movement goes along with it. And oh, by the way, along those same terms, Berlin, House of One, the first church, mosque, and synagogue. Oh boy, are we close or what? Slowly but surely, they're building that one world religion. Can't we all just get along and hold hands and say kumbaya and cook little tiny marshmallows over the stove? No. It don't work like that. That's why I said what I said about exposing the Bible and those who don't follow the Bible. It goes hand in hand. Jesus, they say in the Unification Church, brought only spiritual salvation. There's another Savior that's needed to fulfill the mission of Jesus. Well, there you go. Moon is that Messiah for Christ and Lord of the Second Advent. He be the man. So they think. And they have over 200 front organizations. The Moon's Divine Principle is Scripture. Serpent Seed. All that is just absolute nonsense. And boy, they're trying to thrust it on us for sure. So now, we come down to it. As to what happened to the 10 lost tribes. Now, I want to study this maybe today and tomorrow. We'll continue on with it. Because I think it's really interesting because, you see, you've got linked up in here, Satan trying to get rid of it. Satan trying to use the tribe of Dan, which he's used extensively, which the tribe of Dan is a Merovingian bloodline, which is a part of Queen Elizabeth II and their bloodline. And the Saudi Arabia, royal family, are Jewish merchants. And they're not even Arab. Rich Jewish merchants is the House of Saud. That's why we have a separate organization with the National Guard, which is really a guard for the nation's hierarchy. So it's not like a National Guard reserve kind of thing, not at all. They're active duty, but they guard the royal families and their advisors. When I was over in Saudi Arabia, I trained them myself. Various things. With Vanel. I know what I'm talking about. So, when people talk about the 10 lost tribes, they usually have in mind the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom that fell to Assyria around 722 B.C. And those tribes that fell were Reuben, Simon, Levi, tribe of Dan, Naphtali, N-A-P-H-T-A-L-I, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph. Now, Joseph's tribe was divided into tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. That was Joseph. And remember, they lost the tribe of Dan. Because they got a little ambitious and a little rambitious. They got ambitious and rambunctious. That was awkward, man. And they got exiled, taken out. Satan got a hold of them, interbred with them, might say. They became the royalties of England today. Most of the people of the northern kingdom were deported to ancient Syria. Got that accounted for. Second Kings. In the ninth year of Hosea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria. Placed them in Halah and in the harbors by the river of Gozan and the cities of the Medes. So it was, that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord, their God, which had brought them up from out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of the Pharaoh of Egypt, and had feared other gods. So a lot of the Jews remained in the land of intermarried with people from Cutha, Ava, Hamath, and Seraphim. They were sent to the Syrian king to inhabit Samaria. That's where I got, 1724. 2 Kings 17:24. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, from Cutha, from Ava, Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. They told you where they are. Ezra 4 and all the way to 2 and 11. It talks about the same thing. So the story goes that the 10 northern tribes of Israel were lost to history and neither wiped out or assimilated into the people groups. The narrative, however, is when you read these instructions from different places, it does based on inference and assumption rather than direct biblical teaching. So you have to have an assumption here from when you read the scriptures. And when you get into the study of the 10 lost tribes, you know, all kinds of mysteries about it, and legends and traditions and so forth. Everybody tries to claim to be one of them. Everybody does. Or they're part of the royal family of Jesus. Everybody, you know, so, you know, they trace, well, I got my bloodline to Moses, you know, whatever, and I've heard that said before. One legend says of the 10 lost tribes, they migrated to Europe. Yeah, and here we go, see. The Danube. They say they got its name from the tribe of Dan. So now we enter another realm here. The 13th tribe. Another legend says the tribes migrated all the way to England. And that Anglo-Saxons today are actually Jews. That's a teaching of the heretical British Israelism. That's the tricky part. A surprising number of groups around the world claim to have descended from the lost tribes. Everybody's a part of it, see? These are people in India, Nigeria, Ethiopia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, North America, all everybody makes a claim. Jews everywhere. We're all members of the Jewish family. Other theories equate the Japanese or the American Indians with the 10 lost tribes of Israel. Everybody's a part of it. Truth is, the lost tribes were never really lost in the first place. Most of the Jews remained in the land after the Assyrian conquest, reunited with Judah in the south. What actually happened? Go to 2 Chronicles 34, 6 to 9. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simon, even into Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. When he had broken down the altars and the groves, had beaten the graven images into powder, cut down all the idols throughout the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. And now the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joan, the son of Joaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, delivered the money that was brought into the house of God, which the Levites had kept the doors that gathered around the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, yeah, and all the remnant of Israel, and all of Judea, and Benjamin, and returned to Jerusalem. So they remained reunited with Jerusalem, with Judah in the south. Now Syria was captured by Babylon, if you recall. We talked about Daniel. Went on to invade the southern kingdom of Israel. And deported the two remaining tribes, Judah and Benjamin. You'll find that in 2 Kings 25, verse 21. It talks about it. So remnants of the northern tribe would have been part of Babylonian deportations. Then fast forward 70 years, and King Cyrus, he allowed the Israelites to return to Israel. You find that in Ezra 1. Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. He has changed me to build him a and house at Jerusalem, which is in Judea. And it goes to talk about that in Ezra 1. And then from all 12 tribes, they returned to Israel to rebuild their homeland. Now, the idea that 10 tribes of Israel are lost is a false idea. They're not lost. God knows where all 12 tribes are. Hitler tried to kill them off. Nero, Caesars, Pharaohs. they didn't succeed whatsoever. They're blamed in everything. You got a Jew in every corner, as the Christian identity folks say. No, you don't. They forget about the Irish who controls the money, the Knights of Malta, and all those say Jews do everything. No, they don't. And the Jews they claim to do everything aren't Jews anyway. The real Hebrew Jews are hidden until the day that they're called out. How's God do that? I don't know how. That's his business. God knows where all 12 tribes are. As the Bible itself proves, they're all accounted for. And in the end times, when they finally get here, God will call out witnesses from each of the 12 tribes. You'll find that in Revelation 7, 4 to 8. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,400 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judea. And it goes all through the tribes, 12,000 from each one of them, to get down to 8, Revelation 7, 8. It talks about each individual tribe. So God had been keeping track of all who belonged to what tribe. God knows it. So now you go to the Gospels. If you read the Gospels in Luke 2:36, is a really good clue. I used to be a private investigator like 20 years ago, but this clue of where they are. And there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. Oh, there you go. She was of great age, had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. So right there, tells you about the tribe of Asher, still around. All these little clues work out. Anna wasn't lost at all, because Asher was one of the lost tribes. So both Zechariah and Elizabeth and John the Baptist are from the tribe of Levi. It's Luke 1 verse 5. There was a day in the days of Herod. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea. A certain prince named Zacharias, in the course of Abia, his wife was the daughter of Aaron. Her name was Elizabeth. So Luke 1:5. He was a priest, a Levite. And Jesus promised the disciples that they would sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Luke 22, verse 30. Now, Paul, he knows he's from the tribe of Benjamin. Romans 11, verse 1. And he speaks of the promise the 12 tribes are hoping to see fulfilled when they serve God day and night. It's Acts 26:7. Which in two promise are 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to return, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I'm accused of the Jews. So, keep in mind the present tense of this, because James addresses his epistle to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, James 1:1. In short, there's enough evidence in summary that all 12 tribes of Israel are in existence and well in the Messianic kingdom. None of them was cast out. It's also an interesting read when you get to Genesis 11 about the whole earth was one language and one speech. So what? Where did the cultures come from? Where did the races come from? Well, that's another story. I can tell y'all, but I digress at this point. So see, the 12 tribes weren't lost at all. It's well hidden at that point. Now, one second here. So, in summary, for the time being, the 10 lost tribes were never lost. Reference, 2 Kings 17, verse 6. If you haven't copied that down, do your own research on that. 2 Chronicles 34, 6 to 9. 2 Kings 25, verse 21. And then Luke 2, 36, it talks about Anna, who was of the tribe of Asher. And that's one of 10 supposedly lost tribes. And then we get to Jesus' day. Israel was a mix of those who from the northern kingdom, southern kingdoms, were there. And then, of course, God will call his witnesses from each of the 12 tribes. I think some exciting times are coming. Can't say when. God may delay it another generation. Who knows? But thing is, it's up to him. And then the supernatural is going to raise its head. And boy, I tell you what. You're talking about sucking wind, man. So people have no idea, because these churches are not trained. They're not taught spiritual warfare. They use their own Bibles. There's a problem there. Those Bibles are cursed. Anything that's not of God is cursed. Don't matter what it is. This is the big picture of what's going on today. Way beyond ultra top secret, joint chief of staff, serious discussions, and blah, blah, blah. It's nothing what we're talking about tonight. You know, I can say that. When I studied it, about how the politics works and the military, which I was a member of, and foreign policy and all that, I said, man, I said, this is all preset. It's all preset. There's no such thing as reality shows. They call them it. They have a script that doesn't make it reality. It's quite amazing. Family, I'm going to talk about it more tomorrow, about the lost tribes. There's a whole lot more about it. Thing about it now is, everybody claims to be a member of the lost tribes. White folk in England, Anglo-Saxon, and so forth, claim they're the lost tribes. That Jesus is what? Blonde-haired and blue-eyed. Well, no, he's not. The first indication is, what's the hair of a woman in the Bible? Is her glory. Well, if the hair of a woman is her glory, what about the man? And let me tell you something, crew cut's not glory. But when a man's got long hair, you're looking like a woman. Now, that sounds like I'm in the 60s, don't it? In the 50s. It's like, hey, Cletus, you're going to say, what? Is that a boy or a girl over there? I don't know. I ain't going over there. I see it in there. I ain't asked. No, I'm not. I'm not going over there. Remember those days? The Beatles came out with long hair, a big shaking, rattle rock, no pun intended, what that made. Because long hair is the glory of a woman. That's identification of what a woman. And a woman, guys, girls, a little bit different. Yeah? So, how is it then that Jesus we see in the photographs and the portraits and all that, he's got long blonde hair like a hippie? Oh, Lord, I've been to Mount Airy too much. I got to move. So, you got a long-haired, blonde-haired, hippie-looking Jesus. Something's not right with this photo. Well, I'll give you a little hint. If you tonight, when I sign off this broadcast, Bible study, if you take the time, and then you research S-A-N-A-N-D-A, Sananda, Emmanuel, Ascended Masters, you'll find that that's your Jesus. But the real Jesus, the one that is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, the Creator, Jesus, he got short hair. He's not going to be wearing no long hair. He's not blue-eyed. He came from the Middle East. How do you get blue eyes from the Middle East that are Hebrew Jews? Been there for centuries. Now, all of a sudden, they got blonde hair, blue eyes? No. This is the greatest fraud, besides some historical fraud, that you can imagine. Can you imagine this? Every church got the same looking Jesus there. That ain't him. That's the other Yahshua guy. The fallen angel, the alien. Now you say, oh, Tom, come on now. Well, come on now. Because already I've been warning people for 5 years on the air. They'll come up with this extraterrestrial nonsense. Well, they'll come up with it. It's happened. Articles are coming out now, preparing people for the great deception. That's how they do it. They make one article, as they call viral. Well, some of these are viruses for sure. One of them, for example, just came out recently. And now they're coming out in just flogs of them. And the article's like teaching books for these people. And what says, the headlines, quote, are we being prepared to believe that extraterrestrial seeded life on Earth? Another one, Israel preparing for alien invasion. And some others that's been coming out about preparing mankind for extraterrestrial intervention. Another one, NASA's preparing for the world for extraterrestrial contact. So you start this slowly, and it happens in one day. Well, there's your fake Jesus right there. And about the time that you're mid-tribulation, that's when the real Jews will come out. After the period of prosperity, Third World War, the Jews will be double-crossed by the Antichrist. Remember the peace covenant? Daniel 9:27. And then it's Adolf Hitler's worst nightmare. 144,000 evangelizing Jews are going to come out of woodwork. Where'd you all come from? And then the two witnesses, it's going to bring fire down from heaven. That's what I said. The Antichrist's worst nightmare will then enter his life for 3.5 years. And then comes a supernatural war between our Jesus Christ and the 200 million supernatural enemy called Armageddon. That's the real Armageddon. The one they're talking about today in the news and all that, that ain't Armageddon. Not even World War III yet. This is amazing how massive this thing really is. And the lies are telling you this, when you study it, it's just off the wall. And yet 95% or 98% of people believe it. It's frustrating. It's like you're sitting on top of a hill. You see on both sides of the track. Because the hill track goes around the mountain. You see a family sitting down there near the track. You look on the other side, you see a train coming. And you can't reach them. You're yelling, the train's coming. But you see it coming. They don't. That's what it is when you start seeing how ludicrous everything is today. Oh, man, you got to lighten up. You got to lighten up. Because the minute you lighten up, it's what's going to hit. Some of us, you got to stay vigilant. And once you look away, Satan says, "Hi, I got you." By the fallen angels, by the demons that are assigned. It's just amazing what's going on when we can't see. Well, family, I'm going to, wow, it's 9 o'clock. What happened? Anyway, let y'all know my Bible studies and broadcasts are played up at highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got network stationed there. In those three states, Towers. Plays my broadcast and Bible studies. He's got sponsors. You can find them on his website and use them if you're up there. You get the names on his website is where you find them. And also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com and my Facebook is watchmanforjesus. Tomorrow, I'm going to hit the ground running again, and I'm going to cover more detail then tomorrow on the veterans. And some eye-openers. I got some more statistics and some things to talk to you about. To try to drive home what the truth is about what they're doing to our veterans and have done to us all the time. And to themselves, really. We're getting closer and closer to the North American Union being a reality. They want that to happen, so there's no, and with no resistance. We'll actually want it, and so forth. Let's close in prayer, and then we'll see you all 4 o'clock tomorrow. Lord, thank you tonight for bringing us together in this prayer and Bible study. Father, give us that insight, wisdom, discernment, for us to see those end times that we can announce the events that's going to happen, that Lord is going to help give people peace and teach us, Lord, how to lead others to Jesus. Father, give us strength, patience, endurance as we spread the gospel. Put us on the right path, convict us when we fall back, and give us protection as we move along. All these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, family, thank you all for coming by tonight. And like I said, this is my Bible study, and I just invite people to stick around. That's what we do, and that's when I finally had a network. I knew one time I wanted to start a Bible study myself. I said, wait a minute, I got a network. Why don't I just invite people to attend my Bible study, and I just talk it through. And I've been doing that for 2 years. So if I had nobody show up, had 10 people show up or whatever, it don't matter. It's still my Bible study. And if I record it, I just put it out now to more people, and they can listen to it or not listen to it, whatever. So it works. Well, y'all have a good night. God bless you. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Hit the ground running at 4 o'clock. Got a few more surprises for you. Statistics, not good. But knowing what they are will make the impact greater. You'll have a good night, and God bless you all. And we'll do part 2 tomorrow of also the Bible study of Israel. and the Israeli tribes, the 10 missing tribes, which now we know are not missing. Protected, not missing. Hidden, not missing. Until the day that they come back out. Right now is the time of the Gentiles. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is Tom Gamble. I'm your host and your watchman. And I'm signing off. Good night.
Release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Every day to the end.